Welcome to Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Time now for everybody's favorite guessing game, What's My Line?
Thank you, and welcome to What's My Line, the game show where our panel tries to guess the occupation of guests we bring into the studio. And let's meet our distinguished panel. We start with Arnie Kunchpard, world-renowned scientist, inventor, galactic traveler, and author of this introduction.
Thank you. And sitting next to me is Brad Motworth, a local knucklehead.
Thank you. You're too kind. And right next to me is Oliver O'Shaughnessy. Holy Loafer, our occasionally recurring character.
Thank you. And next to me is Dorothy Kilgallen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy Kilgallen can't be with us. She's, getting her hair done. And with introductions completed, will our first guest sign in, please? Joe Angor Asthropolis Commander. Welcome, Mr. Angor Asthropolis Commander.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And as you come over here to sit next to me at the podium, I'll tell the panel that Mr. Angor Asthropolis Commander's job has something to do with his employment.
How do I get over there?
Oh, you seem to have wandered into the studio audience. Come around to the left.
This way.
No, the left. Over here.
Okay.
Come around.
All right.
Watch the curtain there. That's good. Now just follow the sound of my voice. This way. And you made it.
Get this curtain off me, please. It's kind of heavy.
As the stagehands take the curtain off, Mr. Angor Asthropolis Commander, I will start the questioning with Arnie Kunchpard.
Mr. Angor Asthropolis Commander, does your job have anything to do with...
Wait a minute. Why does everybody keep calling me Angor Asthropolis Commander, huh?
Is that not your name?
As far as I know, no.
Well, that's what you wrote on the board.
No, I wrote Smith. I have terrible handwriting.
Mr. Smith. My question is, do you often steal jokes from old Bob and Ray routines?
If you're going to steal from the best.
Okay, let's see. Are you by any chance a superhero?
Yeah.
Oh, I guessed it. I win.
Not so fast, Arnie. You have to be more specific.
Huh?
What kind of superhero?
Oh, all right. What kind of superhero are you?
Well, I...
No, Arnie, you can only ask yes or no questions.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. Yes or no?
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Were you bitten by something radioactive?
No. I'm only sitting this way because I'm a little chafed.
Okay, that's $5 for our guest. We now go to...
Wait a minute. Whoa. What is this $5 to the guest?
Well, every time you give a no answer, you get $5.
$5?
Yes, up to $50 if they never guess.
$50?
Yes.
What a cheap show. It cost me that much to park downtown.
Let's now go to Brad Motworth. Brad, what's your first question?
So we have established that you are a superhero.
No.
What?
No. Give me my $5.
Mr. Smith, you have to answer honestly.
All right. I'm a superhero.
Do you work on the TV show My Little Pony?
No, I don't. Give me my money.
Brad, we established that he's a superhero.
Anybody that works on My Little Pony is a superhero to me, Mr. Bell.
All right. Mr. Smith now has $10.
Can I take my $10 and get out of here?
No. And now to Mr. O'Shaughnessy.
Would you say your superhero status is dependent less on any physical prowess you have in the way of strength, flight, and or paranormal mental abilities, and more on a physical object that you interact with?
No.
Oh, come on. You didn't even understand the question, did you?
No. That's two no's in a row. I get another $10.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, could you restate the question?
Some superheroes have superpowers, like Superman. Others depend on an object, Like Thor has a hammer. Hawkeye has a bow and arrows.
So does Green Arrow.
Yes, he does.
And Green Lantern has his ring.
Yes.
But the Martian Manhunter is an alien.
Arnie.
And he's green.
Arnie.
What do you get with DC and green?
Arnie, we're getting off topic here.
These are important questions.
Yes, yes, I'm a superhero because I got an object that I use to do my super stuff. Jeez.
Then my next question is... is this the object that you used?
Hey, how did you get that? That's mine.
You left it on the snack table in the green room before we started the show.
Oh, well, those little bacon wiener things distracted me.
Well, Arnie has guessed what your line is, so there's only one thing left to do. It's time for...
Your Origin Story.
It all started one day when I was walking down the street. I wasn't doing nothing, you know, just walking down the street, minding my own business, you know. Maybe I was humming Whistle While You Work, or maybe I was whistling Hum While You Work. I don't know, I don't remember. Anyway, I wasn't doing nothing, you know, just minding my own business on the street, walking, you know.
Get on with it!
All right, all right, all right. Then suddenly this big black SUV skids up next to me and these gorillas jump out. And they grab me and they put me in the SUV and we go tearing down the road because I'm not walking anymore. I'm riding an SUV with a bunch of gorillas. And they stop and they take me into this big building where there's all sorts of science stuff with, you know, electrical stuff and lights blinking and things like that. And there's this guy, this old guy with one of those white lab coats, one of those science guys, you know, and he's standing in the middle and he says to me, he says, you're the chosen one. Oh, wait, this is a flashback. We need to have him say it.
You are the chosen one.
Yeah, chosen for what, four eyes?
I do not wear glasses.
Yeah, I know, but you seem to have four eyes there.
Oh, yes. An experiment gone wrong.
One of them's winking at me.
You, my friend, have been chosen to become a super soldier.
I'd prefer a super sandwich. I'm kind of hungry.
Bring in the shield of Twin Caesars. Behold this ancient Roman artifact.
It's not Roman. It's sitting still right there.
On the front of the shield, you'll see two faces of Julius Caesar.
Caesar? I didn't even know she was here.
Stop with the stupid jokes.
On this show? Good luck with that.
The two faces of Caesar on the shield represent power and victory. Whenever Caesar took the shield into battle, its mystical power would cause the enemy forces to split in two, allowing the Romans to defeat them easily.
What's that got to do with me?
My machine here will bond you with the twin Caesar's shield, whereupon you will be able to use the Caesar's great power for the betterment of mankind.
Hey, this is starting to sound like a ripoff of the Captain America origin story.
Silence! Turn on the machine!
Ow! Oh, hey, that's smart!
Prepare the Caesars! Once he touches the Caesars with his hand, the transformation will be complete!
That will never happen, capitalistic swine!
Ah! Sabotage! Quickly! Only seconds remain! Somebody throw him the Caesars! Now!
Wow, that was some flashback. So you now possess the power of the Twin Caesars shield.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly?
When I was in the machine and all the explosions and zappings and stuff were taking place, there was a lady there, and she thought he said, throw him the scissors instead of the Caesars. So she threw me some scissors.
Scissors?
Yeah, she has some scissors in a purse that her kid uses for craft projects. Yeah, you know, those little kid scissors that are kind of rounded on the ends and like that, those are what she threw to me.
But these scissors have power, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they can cut through anything. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Little wimpy-looking scissors can right through whatever, you know, steel and concrete, whatever.
So that would make you the super-secret scissors soldier.
Yeah, I like that. The S-S-S-S-S.
One too many S's there.
Do I need to drop an S?
Yes.
I guess.
Well, thank you for appearing on What's My Line. You didn't win any money, but we do have the home version of the game that you can...
We interrupt this program for this breaking news.
The evil villain, Pummeler Pete, has locked himself inside the 15th National Bank vault with the bank's president, threatening to pummel him if he doesn't receive $6 million in the next 5 minutes. Police say that there is no possible way for the bank vault door to be opened. In our opinion, the bank president is doomed! Doomed!
Wow, did you hear that?
We certainly did.
There's only one thing to do now.
You said it!
Give me my copy of the home game so I can go home and play it.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to go and help that poor bank president?
Not me, I'm overdrawn.
But couldn't your scissors open that bank vault door?
Yeah.
Then this is a job for secret scissors.
Super secret scissors.
Super soldier scissors.
Super
scissors.
S-S-S.
One more.
Yes.
Look, I don't have time to go running around saving every knucklehead who gets himself in trouble and...
$1 million reward is being offered for whoever can help the bank president.
Where's the bank?
Across the street.
Let's go.
Hold it right there. I'm the policeman in charge here. My name is Sergeant Sterry O'Type. What are you doing here?
This man has come to help.
There's already somebody helping. Look over there.
And on my honor as an attorney at law, I promise if you come out now, no charges will be held against you.
The door is opening.
That's right. Come on out and we'll...
Faith and begotta. Now we got two hostages.
All right, everybody step aside. I'm going to open that door with my super secret soldier scissors. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that was good.
All right, here goes.
You split the door in two.
Hooray!
Now go back and get Pummel and Pete.
What, and get pummeled? Are you nuts? My power's to open things up, not to get bad guys. I still got the reward, right?
We need to find a superhero to arrest Pummeling Pete.
Yeah, then we can split the reward. Hey, Siri, superheroes near me.
Okay, here's what I found.
Let's see, there's Bubble Boy.
Oh, I know him. He blows bubbles.
With his mouth?
No.
Let's move on.
Here's Epoxy Lass. She has a gun that shoots epoxy glue.
That could work.
Oh, wait a minute. She's currently unavailable. Her glue gun went off and she's stuck in the laundromat. There's the Douser.
What does he do?
He hits you with water.
Nah, he's all wet.
Here's the Excavator. He could dig a hole into somebody instantly.
Now that might work.
He's on vacation. He went to Australia. Took him 2 days to dig his way down there.
I can dig it.
He can dig it.
We can dig it.
Can you dig it, baby?
Now, this is interesting. Here's a superhero named Pummeler Percy.
But isn't the supervillain Pummeler Pete?
Apparently they're twins. One's a supervillain, one's a superhero.
I say we give him a try.
All right, let me swipe right on that one. And he should be here any second now.
Did somebody call Pummeler Percy?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Because I am he.
Who?
Me.
You?
Pummeler Percy.
Okay, well, two people are being held hostage in that bank vault with the door that's on the ground there. You need to go on and rescue them.
I will do that immediately. Just as soon as you sign this waiver.
All right.
And this insurance form.
Okay.
And this non-disclosure.
Uh-huh.
And this whatever it is.
Yeah.
And this.
All right.
And this.
Okay.
And we're done. Pummeler Percy to the rescue. As soon as you sign this.
All right.
I am off to do battle. Da 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 da. That's my music. Da 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 da. Pete!
Percy, what are you doing here?
I have come to defeat you in battle.
Does Mom know you're here?
No, but I'm still going to defeat you in...
It's your turn to make dinner, you know.
It's not.
It's two.
Ah, you made me so mad. Take this.
Stop.
Boys, stop pummeling this instant and come home for dinner.
All right, Ma. Jeez.
See what you did.
Oh, you did.
Well, it looks like that problem is solved. And here comes the bank president, all unharmed.
Hooray!
And it is I, Brad Motworth, also unharmed.
Brad, I'm actually glad to see all safe and sound.
Mostly sound.
You know what's ironic, Mr. Bell?
Yes, I do, Brad, and I'm surprised you do.
Your vocabulary is increasing exponentially.
Yeah, and I'm learning new words fast, too. Anyway, the pummeler wanted millions of dollars in ransom, but he was in a bank vault. There was money all over the place there. All he had to do was scoop it up and go.
Well, what an interesting twist to this odd story.
Yeah. What's that in your pockets, Brad?
You've been listening to Bells of the Bat for episode number 326.
Brad.
Copyright 2024.
Brad.
By John Bell Creative, LLC.
Brad.
Oh, I need to run back in the bank real quick.
What for, Brad?
Need to make a deposit.
Hello? I'm back. Am I too late? Hello? Dorothy Kilgallen here. Do you like my new do?